The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. All right, and welcome to Up on Taconic. I am Mr. Chiquette, back with you again this week, and we want to welcome you back to Up on Taconic, and we also want to welcome Aiden, Avery, and Dalton, 10th graders from the CTE program here at Taconic. Say hello, guys.
Hi.
What's good?
Hello.
All right. Today we are talking about a topic that we've been exploring for the last day or so, which is kind of talking about the myths of the CTE student. For a lot of you out there listening, CTE also can mean vocational. CTE standing for Career and Technical Education, and it becomes a buzzword sometimes that has a lot of baggage attached to it, especially the word vocational in terms of how people think about it. If you're going to a vocational school, then what does that really mean? And there's so many different stereotypes, different assumptions of what a portrait of a CTE student really means. So today we're really kind of hoping to bust a few of these myths, and I've got some great students here to talk with us about that. So before we get going here and get kind of into the heart of what we're going to be talking about, let's talk a little bit about just yourselves. If I can kind of start with Aiden here, we'll go around the room and just have you introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about you and your time here at Taconic.
Of course. I'm Aiden. I'm a 10th grade student here at Taconic. I have been in the multimedia shop since about 9th grade. I was interested since the 1 week section from the vocational program, and that was when I kind of decided to pull the trigger and go with this shop.
And we're glad you did.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So great. Well, thank you for that. Avery, what about you?
Yeah, I'm Avery, another 10th grade student, similar situation to Aiden, where I was thinking really about what shop that I wanted to do personally. And a lot of it was like, oh, I could do culinary because I like cooking and all that stuff. But then I fully was like, yeah, video production is absolutely the way I want to go, especially with my end goal being a voice actor, working with a lot of technology. I thought it was the absolute best case scenario for me. Personally, I'm the kind of person who will put all my eggs in the basket and bank on it.
That's great. And it suits you well. And for all of you who are sitting at this table in terms of doing this particular program, it really suits all of you well that you really have taken to this program so well and are doing some amazing work with it. So thank you for that. Dalton, how about you? Introduce yourself.
I am Dalton, and this is actually my first year here at Taconic because I was at PHS last year. And this was kind of just the shop that they put me into, but I'm glad that this is the one because I like the shop, I like the people here, and I'm pretty happy so far.
That's awesome. Cool. And that happens now and then, right? I think every now and then someone might start off in a certain place and then they kind of think about it a little bit more, or your life changes, or maybe your thoughts evolve and stuff, and then you end up kind of coming in the 10th grade year, which I think is the last year you technically can enter Taconic and still fulfill the program requirements for it. So you kind of just, you got in there, and we're really, really happy to have you and doing the good technical work, especially that you're doing with us. So thank you to all of you for coming in to talk about this. And again, even though we're kind of part of this particular program, we're talking sort of generally about CTE assumptions that go along with CTE students. And I think that one of the first things that I wanted to ask you was that there has been this assumption that CTE students are often, you know, this myth that they're not up to normal academic standards, that they wouldn't be, for one reason or another, prepared for college or other post-high school educational programs. And why do you think it exists? Like, what, either why do you think it exists, or why do you think, it is a myth? Why do you think people kind of perpetrate that myth? Who'd like to kind of go first?
I can.
Yeah, Avery, go ahead.
I feel like a lot of the reason that the myth carries on is like just a lot of like, if you notice, a lot of stereotypes, they'll just continue and continue, and they never will really like go away until we like fully tear them down and get like done with it. And I feel like we haven't really put in the effort to really tear it down yet, a lot of the myths.
Yeah, and if anything, right, if you watch popular culture television and things like that, there still is this idea that vocational schools that have now often become relabeled as CTE programs are still accepted in that way, that they really are, oh, you can't do real high school, you don't want to do honors courses and things like that, then you should go do this easier thing. And if anything, it's almost the opposite in many ways. So Dalton, Aiden, and either of you want to add anything to this?
I think in a sense people just believe it because when you're in a vocational school, sometimes it makes it appear as if you are losing on classes, but I feel like it in turn makes your, I guess, school life a little better because it makes your schedule a lot more digestible and it's not as kind of hectic and crazy as, like, especially last year when it was 8 classes and now it's 6. It's a little more manageable.
Right.
And I'm still gaining knowledge and I'm still learning what I need to learn while also getting this experience for a future career.
Yeah, well said. Dalton, did you want to add anything to it as well? Or?
Adding on to what Aiden just said, as someone who was at PHS last year and had to deal with like 8 classes all in one day, this is definitely a lot more digestible with the maximum amount of teachers I have to deal with in one day being 4 and the minimum being 2. This is definitely a lot more palatable.
Yeah. I mean, this week, and just so people out there know, like when in this particular case, 10th graders actually have 3 classes with their, of the 4 classes in a day, and they have it for all week. So they basically spend about 4.5 hours in their shop. And then on the off week like this, they have one other class that they take. And then on the alternate week, they have four academic classes. So they're really getting 5 academic classes, 1 really long 4.5 hour shop, over the course of a 2-week schedule is how we do it. Right. So, and I've heard this a lot that students say that's a little more palatable as long as they like their shop, right? You know, if you hate what you're doing, then 4.5 hours is an awful long time. But I do think people are generally picking shops that work for them or working it out so that that's the way that they, you know, that they end up someplace that they like as well. So,
yeah. Cool. I would say personally, this year has started much better than last year did because last year felt very, very hectic compared to this year where in 2 days you had to learn where 8 different rooms were, where instead you are shaving off 2 rooms and you also, it feels like when you're in your shop, you get to connect a little more with your shop teacher than you do with like your academic teachers because you're just there so much longer.
Right.
And it feels like you build a more personal connection to that teacher.
Absolutely. If I can even speak just from a teacher point of view, that was one of the great like benefits of changing over to be a CTE teacher is that I was spending at first 45 minutes with any given student, then an hour and a half. But now, you know, now I really, really, really enjoy the idea of getting to know students better, that we get to take longer to do bigger jobs. We can take on bigger projects. It really does feel so much better from an educator point of view to have this as a, and there's challenges to it, but for the most part, it has really become something that I wish I'd always done. This is my 16th year of high school teaching, and I wish I didn't have the first really 14 years of it being kind of doing just class to class the way it was. I wish I could have discovered this personally a lot earlier because I would have been doing that. So thank you for that. So one of the other things that we were talking about was just the idea that there is a myth that that if you go to a vocational school, that's kind of it. You go and you learn your trade and then you go out and you do your trade. And I think, in fact, many of the programs at Taconic are geared towards the college track student. The idea that you might do something beyond it, that it's not just limited to that. So what do you think, let me pose this as the question, what do you think the advantages are of having both academics as well as CTE programs as part of your schedule? You've already kind of talked about the timing and stuff, but think about after school in terms of what the experience you're going to gain when you're done with school. What are some of the advantages you think of having both a really good academics, but then also having really a really strong program that you can also focus on as well? Avery, want to start?
Yeah, sure. I believe that academics are incredibly important to a lot of the shops, actually. Mm-hmm. Take, for instance, carpentry. I believe that the math courses, there's a lot of overlap. I feel a lot of the time in math class, especially now that I was in like geometry, you'll hear all the time the teacher will be like, who's in carpentry or who's in X shop? They will mention these shops in many academic courses,
right,
basically fishing for any like engagement that they can get from it. Another thing is that like a lot of these academic courses will can give you a break between your shop and really like give you a moment of like levity. And if even if I love my shop, sometimes it's nice to have like a little bit of a break from it so I can do like theater and acting and right, the other aspects of my school life that I love.
It's about that balance, right?
Yes,
it's about
exactly,
actually saying it's because eventually you'll be with your shop for one whole week, but you'll still have academics for the other, you know, the other week as well. So, Dalton, you have some thoughts on kind of looking ahead in terms of thinking about the advantages of having both the academics and the CT program sort of within your schedule?
I do feel like one advantage is we still get like the education that we need, but like with our CTE shops, it does give us like experiences so that like after high school, when we're actually in the real world, we do have like, we kind of know what we're doing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Aiden, how about you?
I agree with both of them. I will say, having a shop is very nice because especially if you do end up going into whatever your trade is in school, you're already walking out of the building with multiple years of experience with that.
Yep.
And also I agree with Avery with the whole splitting of it because it doesn't make your shop feel tedious, and it also keeps your academics in check. Having 1 week on, 1 week off, it doesn't make either monotonous or even boring. It still adds that level of engagement to both.
Yeah, I notice after a student goes and does academics for a week, they come back with almost this like renewed, like, oh, here's my long shop. There's a lot of energy where if you were just say doing the shop every week, you probably would burn out on it. And if you were just doing academics every week, you might burn on that. But the idea that you get to switch off and stuff really does switch off your high school career way more than if you were just at a traditional school. Did you agree with that?
It lets you take your mind Absolutely. Off of one thing to focus on another, and then you can switch back and forth just to make sure that one, you don't get burnt out, and two, to make sure that both sides are about equally managed.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are here with Up on Taconic having a great conversation about some of the myths of the career and technical education student and of the programs. And we are really happy to be talking with Aiden and Avery and Dalton. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, and we are back here at Up on Taconic. I am Mr. Chiquette. Today we're talking about the CTE myths, if you will, and we have a great panel here of Aiden, Avery, and Dalton, who are all 10th grade CTE students, and we are talking about just some of the myths that are out there. Another one that I wanted to kind of come back to was this idea that if you pick a shop, even though you are focused on that shop to get what the state standards are and get all the requirements in, by completing that shop, there's sort of a myth that you would only choose one career based on what that is. But in fact, there's often multiple pathways and choices that can kind of make your post-high school options even better. So I just want to have you talk a little bit about these options. And you can talk from a personal point of view, or you can kind of just talk in general if you want. But maybe Aiden, if you don't mind, we can start with you.
I will say, I do believe that it kind of depends on the shop because certain shops might not have as many options as other shops, but I will say certain shops such as early childcare, especially business tech and multimedia, they have the skills that you learn that then let you branch off into many different paths and you can choose from there.
Right.
Instead of having a certain shop that might be, maybe for this example, we could just say auto tech, where it might seem like you only have one path, but in reality, after going through that shop, it does actually broaden your paths and it does allow you to kind of pick and choose what you want to be able to do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right. The idea that there's almost that assumption that, hey, I'm going to be an auto tech, you know, I'm going to go out to a garage and I'm going to get a job and do it. That certainly is there. That's always there, right? And but it's not necessarily the only thing because there are so many other just general skills that you would get out of that program, right? Avery, what are your thoughts?
I would probably speak from like two personal anecdotes of mine. And one of them would be like, so obviously, I think I mentioned this previously, I want to be a voice actor. And I believe there is some overlap between multimedia and voice acting. Mm-hmm. And even if I didn't learn skills that overlap with voice acting in multimedia, still having a career in a field that I enjoy and getting money and being able to continue that career could help me branch out into voice acting and help me do that. As well as I had asked my mom one time, I'd be like, one of my friends went into IT and he wants to be an electrical engineer. She's an electrical engineer. So I was like, would you think that would work? She'd be like, I wouldn't say 100% completely. I would say go into electrical. And that's interesting because a lot of people say electrical, you just be an electrician. No, you can be an electrical engineer. That's another career option,
right?
Just straight up from an electrical engineer telling you that you can do that.
Right. Absolutely. So, And Dalton, what would you add to this thought?
This is kind of just like my personal point of view, but like, as you know, the technical director in my shop, I feel like there are some like different branches that I could do. Like I could just be like a news technical director, or like possibly a cameraman, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it is interesting that the different pathways that I have.
Yeah. And you could even go, you probably could even make the argument, you could expand out further and say, if you're really, really, when you're doing the job you're doing in your shop, you could say you become so good at computers that if you didn't even want to work in the creative part of the industry, you could work in IT. You could be a network administrator because you just become that good with the basic technology that you could be completely trainable to go in so many different directions. And that idea that you don't necessarily, sometimes it's college-based, sometimes it can go right into the workforce, and we see Taconic students doing that all the time. And that becomes the myth. And I was talking about this earlier as well. There's this really, you know, sometimes the myths are carried through pop culture. And I was talking about just a scene that was in an old episode of Family Guy, where I think Chris, you know, the son in there, is going to go almost like flunks out of sort of like regular high school and gets sent to the vocational school in the shop. And all of the caricatures of all the vocational students are all this kind of like Fonzie from Happy Days with the white t-shirt and an A, and they're just, you know, they're not very bright and they know how to fix a car, but that's it. And that stereotype has gone so far that it really does destroy what the whole new image is all about. And I think that new image needs to prevail. I need that. And that's what we're talking about today, is that there is the new image of the CT student that can be the network administrator, can also do the trades, but could also be, going to business school and running businesses and marketing and such.
Yeah.
So
it's not like the one all be all, like going off of what Avery said, it might be like the main path, but it's not the only path.
Exactly. Yeah. So really quickly here, as we're finishing up, just we're starting to run out of some time here, but if you can, just, I just want to go through, maybe I can go Dalton to Avery to Aiden. I want you to just expand a little bit further about where you're at, how this whole thing so far getting into the 10th grade is hitting you, and about where, just really quickly as to where you might be going in the future. Dalton, start with you.
I feel like so far this has definitely been going very well. It is a big change from last year, being at a completely different school with a whole different schedule and all that, but I feel like I'm handling it well, and I feel like it is pretty good so far.
That's great. Okay, Avery?
I feel like this CT has put me down a path that I'm happy to be on. I am going to be able to get better at just general technical matters, as well as advance probably any other voice acting skills I add, because one thing that I really like doing to practice is voiceover. You just put it into an editing program, you put some show or movie or any sort of animation that you like, and you just ADR it, and you get that, and you practice, and it's going to help me a lot having all these skills that I've gained from being in this CTE and putting all of that effort into my career, as well as any other careers that I want to explore.
Yeah. And I would even add, even for you and Aiden, you can also, for all three of you, technically, you're also learning because you're almost all in the positions of a leadership position within your shop.
Absolutely.
And so yeah. even if you take away all the technical stuff, the idea of working with people and making the situations work from a leadership point of view and helping people reach their goals, all the things that you do as a leader, you're starting to get that because you're starting to realize you're overseeing people that are doing a job and your goal is to make it work for them. Right. So, and when it comes to our productions and things like that. So,
yes. I'm like a little puppet master.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. Aiden, how about you?
I will say this shop is definitely slightly surreal in a sense, but it's also giving us the information, like, especially on what some of the better technology is, like better equipment, better microphones, better headphones, stuff like that. And it's also giving us these like mental tools, as if like you said, with the leadership roles and just putting aside maybe personal differences just to make a good product that can then go out to the public.
Yeah. Yep. And we do that every week, right? Every week we are making a product and we have to figure out how to work together. Even sometimes when things don't go well, we take a moment, we take a beat, we figure it out and we move on because that's professionally what you would have to do. And we're put into that situation. So
yes,
this is just a great conversation. I want to thank the three of you for joining me on this, to be able to talk about something. I think it's important to get this message out that there are myths to what people out there, especially in Pittsfield, may expect from your student attending a vocational now called CTE school. And I think you guys have done a really good job allaying some of these stereotypes and putting them to rest, to understand that there are so many options for the average CTE student. So I want to thank Aiden. I want to thank Avery and Dalton for joining us. We want to thank our listeners on WTBR 89.7 FM for streaming on our podcast sites like Spotify and CastBox. And feel free to reach out to us at TaconicTV@Pittsfield.net for any questions or comments. We hope you will join us again soon, and we'll see you next time on Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Podcast Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and this week featured Aiden, Avery, and Dalton. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting hardware and Pro Tools software and taped in October of 2024.